The first public garden for people with dementia has opened in Australia. The garden is on the New South Wales mid-north coast at Port Macquarie, a haven for retirees with one of the highest rates of dementia in the country. Carla Mascarenhas has the story.
Oh, look at this. Isn't this gorgeous? And the smell of the port wine magnolia, just gorgeous. Absolutely.
Ooh, yeah, do you know what that is? Reminds me of nail polish.
Yes.
It's a cool winter's day and Philippa Reese and her friend Sarah are visiting the new dementia garden in Port Macquarie, a garden designed specifically to trigger memories in those that visit it.
I love, just love spending time outside and in the garden. There's something extremely therapeutic about being out in the fresh air. It's almost like getting away from whatever's going on in your head. You put your hands in the soil and you garden.
4 years ago, Sarah was diagnosed with early onset dementia.
I describe it like a fire. You know, one of those fires that's behind a door, and then you open the door and the fire bursts out and it sucks all of the oxygen out of the next room. Well, that's how I felt it was when that expression, "you have the symptoms of early onset dementia," was said to me. I felt like it was the fire of the diagnosis sucking away my future.
For Sarah, the garden is an exciting development in a difficult battle.
There's consideration given to the senses, smell, sight, touch, taste. These are all really important things that we're, for dementia people, and their senses are breaking down. To be able to go somewhere and experience it is a marvellous thing to do.
So how does a dementia garden work? Well, it's got a number of components: water features to calm the senses, a pick and sniff plant area to trigger smells, whimsical items like a triangle for sound, all with the purpose to stimulate senses, which studies show trigger memories. Gary Thomas from Alzheimer's Australia says he's already seeing results.
In one of the areas, there's two sets of seats set up, and one has beach sand under it and one has pebbles. So the gentleman who had dementia who came through yesterday said, "Oh, I'd love to take my shoes off and put my feet in the sand," which is exactly what it's meant for. And then somebody said, "Well, what about the pebbles?" And he said, "Oh, no, that reminds me of Scotland where I grew up. So I like the Australian beach sand much better." So it did exactly what it was meant to do, is to have the texture but also to add in the memories of bygone eras as well.
Dr. Teresa Scott is a Dementia Research Development Fellow at the University of Queensland. She says sensory gardens do work.
A number of studies that have looked at dementia gardens specifically, that these types of sensory gardens will be very effective for people with dementia in reducing anxiety and agitation and increasing morale. People show a relaxation response to being in nature or even viewing nature, such that their heart rate will slow and their blood pressure lowers. And that's very important for people with dementia because they often experience anxiety and agitation. There is evidence, again, suggests that some of our strong memories are tied to our olfactory part of your brain that is responsible for sense and smelling, so they can trigger some of our strongest memories.
For Philippa Reese, whose mother passed away from dementia, the garden brings her hope for a better life for sufferers.
It would have also meant that I could have taken her out of her confines of the place that she was living in 24/7 and just have a special couple of hours here with her. She would have absolutely adored it.
Carla Mascarenhas with that story.